Our reading this morning is from Isaiah, the 7th chapter, the sign of Emmanuel. Again, the Lord said to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ask a sign. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Any sign? No limits? Well, let's see. Careers falter. Bodies start breaking down. Marriage is tearing at the seam. Parents aging and enduring unbearable suffering. Kids being thrown to the wolves as we send them out into the world. Diagnoses are terminal. Going broke as half our money goes to the government and the other half goes to pay our bills. Heaven forbid if you catch up because you know that's exactly when the furnace is going out or that car engine needs to be replaced. Disasters abound. And there are all those conflicts with our coworkers and our next-door neighbors. And for far too many, there will be little to nothing under the Christmas tree this year. And just too many empty seats where loved ones once sat at the Christmas Day dinner table. Death was literally at our doorstep last night in a horrible tragedy that took two lives in the frigid waters right behind us. "I will not put the Lord to the test," King Ahaz says. Even as an invasion force is on its way to destroy his nation. Now, I'm sure this is some sort of custom for the king to say such a nicety, to follow some royal protocol. Or maybe it is. Maybe it is the indication of a much more pious man than me. Because if given a direct command from the Lord to ask for a sign that God is for me, that I am truly loved, that all this suffering is not just part of the natural order of things, but the best really is yet to come. Not even a little glimpse, Ahaz? A small sign that God still cares? When I'm in the depths of Sheol here on earth and he is in the highest heights of heaven? Sorry, Ahaz, I'm asking. In my sinful nature of doubts and fears, I'm asking for a sign. I will not weary my God any longer. I actually want to know. I want to see it with my own eyes, that God is with me and not apart from me or even against me. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Wait, that's what it is? I mean, I understand that this would be a miraculous conception, but a son conceived. an embryo, the birth of a tiny baby. This is the sign that Almighty God still reigns over the universe, that He has power over the winds and the seas, that He can conquer invading armies, that the grave is not my final destination. This is the sign for the house of David, the house whose ancestors witnessed the dead being raised, the seas being parted in their miraculous exodus, the plagues cast down on their enemies, pillars of fire and clouds, and the earth shaking beneath their feet at the sound of the voice of God. This is the sign, the birth of a child. Like Ahaz, we really do weary God with our unbelief. Armies of judgment are coming for the house of David, bringing death and hell. And what is the sign that we seek? We could ask for a sign that the invading armies of sin, death, and the devil would be shattered, would not stand against us. And yet, what is the sign that we seek? What is the sign that we really do ask for? We would most certainly ask for a sign of God's love by way of a bigger Christmas bonus, a break in the bills and catastrophes, better health, smiting of our enemies. And we would gladly weary men to get it. But along with King Ahaz and the whole house of David, we refuse to look to see where the true sign is. Where the true sign is shown to us. Because it's right there for the whole world to see. In the little town of Bethlehem, in the birthplace of David himself, where the star is shining down. If only we would have ears to hear and eyes to see. Hear then. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Come into the stable with me. Step over to the manger with me. See it with your own two eyes. The only sign that you will ever need to see in this world. His name is Emmanuel, the very Word of God made into flesh, the babe of Bethlehem, born to live the perfect life, to fulfill the law. Born to suffer your suffering, born to die your death. God formed into our frailty to rescue us from it. In his tiny veins flows the salvation of the whole world. The Creator becomes creature to redeem His creation, to make all things new. Not just a pause in the decay and destruction of a fallen world, to restore what once was in paradise. God with us. Not a single breath goes by in which God is not with us. From the wooden manger to the wooden cross, from the bristling hay to the crown of thorns, He will conquer our enemies of sin, death, and the devil himself. God with us. Put Him to the test. Put Him to the test and know for sure that you are His beloved child, that you are loved beyond measure. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. Yours is the kingdom that no enemy can conquer or can vanquish. Put Him to the test and look to the cross to see the sign of an unconditional love for you that has no bounds. Put Him to the test and see. Look at the stone that was rolled away from the tomb. Here is your sign that death has finally been defeated. Put Him to the test and see in the water in that font, the bread and the wine at that table. Here is your sign that God truly is with us. And He is coming again in glory as the cosmic battle unfolds, starting with the cosmic collision of heaven on earth when the Son was conceived, and who has now ascended into the highest heavens as the last day approaches. The earth will rage. Armies will storm the gates. And like Ahaz, hearts will melt like wax with fear. But not ours. Not ours. For who is this who comes down from the clouds on the last day? It is the Son. It is the Son of the Virgin Mary. And His name is Emmanuel. God who was, God who is, God who will forever be, for me, with me. He is our victor. He is our champion. He is our salvation. Fear not. Fear not, brothers and sisters, for He is Emmanuel. In Jesus' name, amen.